So I'm just going to go ahead and take the opportunity before Geshe-la comes to remind folks that we have a very exciting program coming up in just over a week. Don Handrick will be back online, of course, and he's going to teach Tuesday, Wednesday, and then evenings, and then a Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend workshop. He'll be teaching on, let me look at his topics, activating the feminine energy in spiritual practice. And he's going to be talking about Tara in that class. And then staying sane in trying times. I don't know why we would want to think about that right now in our country. How to use our spiritual practice to stay a little bit centered. And then on the weekend, he's going to be teaching on the Bodhisattva's Jewel Garland, which is a really wonderful root text that we haven't had teachings on here at the center in a very long time. So this is a great opportunity. Again, we have to, you know, we need to register in Zoom for it. Oh, and Geshe-la's here.
I see.
He was signaling this.
The emotions.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning. So sorry, last 13 days we had no internet, so not able to communicate. So finally they fixed. Yeah, good morning, Hamula Domasi. Hemat Party, Alicia Walker with two beautiful children, David, Shukila, Dr. Watkin, Laura. Denise, Sherry, Elise, Karen. Two enlightened beings, Ellis and Sandra. Vivian. Oh, Tashidere Anila. Bodhisattva Pepit. Joanna. And Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta?
Yeah.
Bodhicitta, which is representing all the animal beings. Michael. Susie, good morning. Oh, Sandy, good morning. Beth, good morning. Michael, good morning. And everybody, good morning. Everybody, all the, on like YouTube, good morning. Good to see all of you. So, it's hot there? It's hot?
It's actually a little bit cooler today than it has been, but it's been very hot.
Yesterday, he has like four below zero. Morning. Oh, yeah. I mean, the cat. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lamula, please say some prayer. So we'll say some prayer, okay? Mm.
Can you make me co-host, or can people see my screen if I'm not co-host?
Or just mumble. Or just mumble. Just move your mouth.
So we start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ata.
Om.
Mune. Ma. Mune. So. Hey,
Atta,
Mune, Mune, Maha, Yisho. Now, Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. I'll go on with equal compassion for all. This name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis. So let's chant this 7 times. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om
bekanze, bekanze,
bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze. Maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze, bekanze bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, radha samugate soha. Okay, now we'll recite the 4 measurables in English. Three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity from attachment for friends. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now let's read the chant the chanting version in Tibetan one time. San chanta. Green Tara's mantra, she's the deity of enlightened activity, and let's do that 7 times. not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Reiji, called Seeing One, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 That it liberates from the existence, just that it liberates from the eight fears, to that it liberates from the sickness, I prostrate to Liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re.
So,
Om Tare Tu Re. So, Om Tare Tu Re. So, Om Tare Tu 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 Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh, you're wonderful, Namula. Thank you very much. It's not beer, it's just water. It's just Patagonia water. What Bodhisattva eating? Toy, play with a toy.
He's playing with a toy. It's a bag of French fry toy.
French fry toy. There's a dog named Bodhicitta. Dog, so there's a play with a French fry toy. What is the topic, Damaso? There's no topic. I don't think there's topic.
No, yes,
there's
no topic.
Huh?
No topic.
No. Maybe begin with short meditation. Okay, short meditations. Short meditations. You hear the dog? Yeah, we have four of them, so outside. Just sit comfortably, sit comfortably. No need to think any specific things. No need to think any specific things. Just sit. Zero concern. Zero expectations. Nothing to analyze, nothing to fix. no expectations, no worries related to the past, no worries related to the futures. Just try to just be present. Yeah, nothing to transform or change or fix. Just be. Just be. Just be there. I think the flickering appearances, nothing to fix, nothing to analyze, nothing to change. And the appearance like flickering appearances. Just focus there. It's not like this or like, it's not like that or this, that, or it's not related to the past, it's not related to the future. Zero concern, zero expectations, nothing to fix. It's not that or it's not this or that. It's just nothing, it's just flickering appearances. Just focus there. Little while. Sorry again. So, what kind of appearance you are focusing on? What kind of appearances? No. If you don't mind to share, what kind of appearances?
The to-do list. The list of things that are to be done.
Oh, that's Oh yeah, connect. So then, yeah, please share what you are the things to do. What did you, what you say? Do list things
the
to do.
To-do list.
Oh, to-do list. Okay, that's one. So, so then, yeah.
I was just noticing the ticking of the clock and the quietness of Sunday morning.
Ticking of clock and quietness of Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Let job for you. The ticking of clock, yeah, ticking of clock. So I think it's important to discuss, you know, that the text mentions like flickering appearances, not the to-do list. So like will it make difference if you tell yourself be aware next few minutes, be aware of the awareness. Will they change the object of your focus? Will that to be aware of the awareness. So now the question is the appearance of awareness. So that's like now I'm introducing like now is the appearances. Pain means like kind of like flickering. It's not like to do list or clicking. So that probably not, that's not really getting into the focus. So zero expectations, zero concerns, zero analysis. There's nothing to analyze. Just to be, and like being aware of the awareness, being aware of awareness. That's all I can say. Maybe you can put it a better word. Huh? Should you say some word? Huh?
I think you said it very well, Geshe-la. Yeah.
So will this change our focus? Be David telling yourself, David, next 30 seconds. It says briefly. It doesn't say 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It just says briefly. I guess it's not easy. So that's why it has to be brief. So if it's too long, probably it's going to get frustrated. So that's why it's the beginning of the brief. It says, just focus. Like that, just focus, like a little bit. So they could get better. First need to get the glimpse, what that feels like. Just, chungse means little bit, just bit. So, retok re, expectations, talk, concern in the past, concern in the future, zero concern, zero expectations, zero analysis, just to be aware of being aware, just to be aware of the awareness. So let's try that. So just to be aware of the awareness. It's not like, besides being aware of awareness, anything like that, probably need to now, it's not, we are not getting there. It's not just, we are not getting any, even a glimpse of that. So be aware of the awareness. Nothing to fix, nothing to change, nothing to analyze, zero concern, zero expectation. Just be there, just be aware. Maybe this, if we become familiar with this meditation, maybe that's the best way to stop all this thought, kind of bombardment thought that kind of like makes your life So stress. So maybe that's the best way to just temporarily stop all this, you know, thought. So maybe that's the best technique to just be aware of your awareness. It's not like you are fainted or you are kind of like fall asleep. You are fully awake, fully awake. So that kind of thing. We'll just try another round. Tell ourselves just to be aware of your awareness. See what you're experiencing. Okay. Yeah, maybe next week. So children don't need to stay there. They can welcome to stay. They can live, they can move around. Please don't let them stay there. Yeah, next few minutes. Okay. Yeah. Tell each ourselves to be aware of the awareness. Oh yeah, so sorry to disturb you. It's too long. I think I'm no good. uh, Of course, as I said before, in order to, how you say, if your mindset become like murky water, you can't really, the water and the mud or dust all mixed up, it's called murky. If you feel like that, you need to do 9 round breathing meditations. So that will clear out. That will settle the dust, and that will kind of clear the dust and the water. So then from there, then you're trying to be, trying to watch, or maybe like just trying to make you, trying to be aware of your awareness, or be aware of your conventional nature of your thought. So that's what you're trying to do. So now what is it? Yeah, of course, you can't put color or shape. There's no color, there's no shape. There is appearances, but that appearance doesn't have shape, and color is just almost like space. You know, it's almost like space. If you just see the space, that's pretty good. That's close as you can get. It's like just focusing on space. So then from there, now being contact with this space, in this case, this is a nature awareness. It's nothing else. Nothing else, nature awareness. So just being there without expectations, without concern, without analyzing what it is good or bad, no analysis, no concern, no expectation, just experience that. So then that whole things become like clear water. Clear, steady water. Very clear, the water, no moving, it's very clear water. It's your whole experience become like that, clear water. Separate set of awareness. So that's like small fish, just navigating under the lake without disturbing the lake, this whole experience. So now, that fish is trying to analyze. That fish is there to analyze. Either analyze your nature of yourself, or say fear, nature of fear, nature of anxiety, nature of sicknesses, nature of pain, whatever that you, I guess, actually it mentions that the fish primary job or responsibility is to analyze, do thorough analysis of experience of self. That fish is the primary, that fish is responsible to do thorough analysis of experience of self. That's what it's for. So then I think you could use that fish as a thorough analysis for fear, anxiety, stress, pain, anything. So why this fish is doing total analysis of self, nature of self? Because the person who's meditating is trying to get into the ultimate nature of self. That's why. The person has reached to wish to discover the conventional nature of mind and ultimate nature of mind, and the goal is to liberate from all these complications, all these problems, aging, death, birth, you know, that person's time to, their person's goal is to free him or herself from those four great rivers, like death, birth, aging, sicknesses. That person is kind of sick of death. That person doesn't want any of those, so want to free. So therefore, the fish is trying to thorough analyze, the tiny fish is trying to thorough analyze, even though you are meditating, the fish is looking, examining thoroughly nature, the experience of self. What is self? Where is it? Is it on your nose? Is it on the tip of your nose? So then it's easy to take it out, to put it in the box. Where? Analyze it. Anything, concern, fear, first mind, and has to be like clear water. You're trying to get to this at the beginning. Just tell yourself, Gishigele, just be aware. Next few minutes, just be aware of your awareness. So then almost like that, you know, two persons, two friends walking in the wood. You are aware of the path that you're walking on. Similarly, you're aware of your friends' conversations. You are doing two things simultaneously. One, that you are being aware of the path that you're walking on. You can't just completely go like this, you'll be knocked down, you'll be fall down like that. Very important. I think every day there's a few minute exercise. Just as I said, minute you start worried, it's not doing good. It's not. Minute you start worried, need to redo, because there should be zero concern, zero expectations, zero analysis. You just trying to be there, just trying to be, that's all, nothing else, nothing to change, nothing to worry about, nothing to fix, you just trying to be there, that's all. And that kind of state, from there, then you kind of like separate set of, you know, the awareness, that's like tiny fish, then that fish will examine what is nature of fear? What is fear? What is it? Where is it? What is the fear? What is anxiety? Then, you know, like, could be do with the pain too, where pain, analyze for the pain. So actually, you know, so this in the text, it did not say, well, you can do it like with anxiety or fear. I think you can do, because in the chest, this meditation is to you to discover the nature of self. What is the self? Now it's covered. It's kind of like covered with all kinds of ideas, but try to get to the bottom of it. So then try to discover what is self. Self says, oh, I'm so happy, I'm not happy. I'm hungry, I'm this, and I'm not satisfied, I'm not content. That I, the very I, is the source of all the complications. So you need to understand the nature of the I or self. Because of that, you know, because of that, everything happening in the world, in your life, was just like driven by sense of self, sense of notion of self that drives everything, notion of self that drives everything. So you need to understand the self. You need to understand how you define self. Maybe many things that build on that self, you could eliminate them if you truly understand the nature of self. Maybe there's possibilities you could eliminate lot of them, if not all of them, a lot of them, you can eliminate them. If not all of them, the idea is to all of them. All of them, the idea is all of them. But, you know, that is like a not easy task. Not easy task. So like that, maybe every day, you know, like, as I said, every meditation, you know, you do with a positive mindset. You can, if your mind is too high, you cannot meditate. If your mind is too down, you cannot meditate. Your mind has to be right state. So that's why you do this 9-round breathing meditations, 9-round breathing meditations to make your mind, as a, it's almost like 9-round breathing meditations, almost like hitting a like refresh button on the computer screen, refresh button. When we use refresh button, if there's something goes wrong, so we refresh, right? So that's like, that thing like, that's a 9-round breathing meditation is refresh button of the mind, mental state. If the mental state is not good, so then you hit the button. So till it's like refreshed, so then from there, so then think something positive. As, of course, as a Buddhist, you think about bodhicitta. So then from there, you know, so then you just tell yourself next few minutes just to be aware. It's important, the text, it says very clearly, zero expectations. There should not be any expectations. Should not be any concern. Nothing to analyze. Just to be. Interesting, you know, if you try, you experience something. You can't say, oh, I don't experience anything, so that's impossible. Don't tell me that you don't experience anything. That's impossible. That's impossible. Yeah. You will experience something. Yeah. Maybe that's the best way to stop certain thoughts that make your life much more complicated. So you can stop. So that's the best way to stop all the thought, to just have one thought. That thought is not trying to fix anything, not trying to change anything. That thought has no concern, no expectations. So that's good. I think that's a good thing. So, every day, a few minutes like that. So then from there, then analyze whatever your problem is. Then after, as I said, what happened? What will happen during the meditation process? What will happen? What will happen? Then you maybe start to think something else. You start to think. That's pretty common problems. Then maybe you start to think, oh, do I have enough food in my refrigerator? Isn't it weekend? So isn't it like time to go to shopping? Or maybe all kinds of thought pops up. Then the thought will pop up. Thought will pop up. So then, like, how do you do? And like, do we have any idea how much each thought lasts? Do we ever measure? Do we ever count how long each thought will last? Did you ever use stopwatch for thought? Did you ever use stopwatch for your thought? How long thought will last? Oh, I want to eat ice cream. I so badly want to eat chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. That thought, how will last? How that will last? If you use stopwatch. I think like I have no idea. So I have no idea how long each thought will last. but there's many thoughts that rise, but each thought, how long it will last. It is good to find out how long it will last. Once we found that out, oh, maybe like thought doesn't last very long, it appears, then what happens? Then it disappears. After how long? After 30 seconds? 1 minute? 2 minutes? Now, if that's the case, maybe I don't need to worry. Maybe I can still be aware of my awareness, even though thought rise. Maybe I should not be worried because I know this thought will last only 30 seconds. Then what happened after the, if the thought like disappear or face away, disappear? When the thought disappears, what happened? Where you get? You get to the absence of thought. That is the square one. That's what you are trying to be aware. Am I making any sense? Huh? Being aware of your awareness, it means like there is no thought. It's just you're just trying to be nature, you're just trying to be aware of your conventional nature of your mind. It's like space. There's no color, no shape. Then you're trying to focus. What happens? Yeah, thought arises. How long this will last? 30 seconds. Do I need to do anything? Maybe not. Maybe after 30 seconds, thought will disappear or fade away. When thought disappears, where you get? You get to the absence of thought, back to your primary focus. So that's what happens. After a while, what happens? Thought pops up. Do I have to chase them? Maybe not. It only lasts 30 seconds. You don't need to chase. Whether you chase or not chase, just that thought will disappear after 30 minutes. You can't really chase. It's just idea. Or just go with the thought, how long you can go. Can you go with 1 hour? I don't think so. That's a long time to go with one thought, 1 hour. That's hard thing to do. You could follow, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. How long you can go with that thought? So that why these things important? There's two things that makes life. When you say life, what we're thinking about, what we are thinking about, we are thinking about physical body, and we are thinking about like, and then what we have is we have body and we have thought. That's all we have. With that two things, body is functioning as a base, and the thought is act like a ruler. So that's how we function as a human. The body sometimes get aches here, ache there, sometimes get hurt a little bit here, there, or sometimes headache. It's not like all the time it's like crazy. But then the body is not thinking. Body is not doesn't have ability to think. So then a thought, then they think all kinds of things. Like, oh yeah, so then like that is more complicated. So that's more complicated to deal with, you know, thought. Like thinking all kinds of things and like day and night, so like unless you are meditating, so maybe you are thinking less. Intentionally you are thinking less. Other than that, that's why I think life gets complicated. Life gets complicated because of the thought. Because the thought, life gets very complicated, not because of the body. That's not how life gets more complicated because of the body. There are some complications, or more complication just produced by thought that we think. We are thinking all kinds of things. So then, of course, you know, because the thought, you know, so then there's a stress and there's anxiety and there's fear and there's worry, you know, like not enough wisdom to tackle, not enough wisdom to tackle all the thoughts that rise, not enough wisdom to challenge them. And instead of wisdom, so then there's a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of ignorance. Yeah, so then that's why, you know, that's why then life gets complicated. Then other way around, then life could become very simple. Life could become very, very simple because of your thought. Life could become very simple. Always happy. Always content. Life could be like that. Because of your thought, life can be like so simple. So simple, so easy, like so content every day, like waking up with you kind of like full of excitement every morning, waking up is full of excitement and like so excited just to knowing that has a lot of opportunities ahead of you. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of possibilities, a lot of opportunities, a lot of hope ahead of you. And those hope and possibilities, opportunities can be utilized. It's not like, oh, they cannot be utilized, or you have to have three heads to utilize. No, no. You know, because of thought, life can be very, very simple and can, like I said, yeah, so then every day is opportunity to learn and to learn to figure things out, figure out what is nature, what is samsara, what is this, why this happening, this, you know, like every day is learning opportunities. Every day is trying to putting something into practice, like how to appreciate every moment of breath that you are taking in and out, and how lucky you are that you're still breathing, and how lucky you are that you are still seeing things, hearing things, smelling things, able to move around, move here, move there. Many things. Just to say one mani mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, just one mantra, that's impossible, not have time. That one mantra, the Tibetan Dharma King said, merit you create, reciting one mantra is like far more than every single hair on the four-legged animal on this planet. Wow, so that's like one mani mantra, that much merit. You wake up with excitement mind, because there's so much things that you can do, so many things that you can do. Benefit this life, benefit many more lives in the future. You can do this. With very little effort, you can do so many good things, so many great things, so many great things. You're eating food, you're drinking some water, eating something food, so then you are doing that with a thought that, I say to do good things. And at the end of the day, then you feel good, and then you are kind of inspired next morning to do the same thing. So then I think life becomes, kind of like exciting. The life becomes kind of exciting rather than just like, why I'm here. I don't want to live my life, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, so this is not good. So, not being discontent, dissatisfaction, is a problem of this road to all the problems. Dissatisfaction, discontent is the road to all the problems. Do we really understand that? Are you satisfied? How you measure satisfactions? Let's say there's when it comes down on the money, how you measure satisfactions based on the money. How much? How we measure satisfaction and contentment based on material object. That's something to pay attention. Lama Tsongkhapa said discontent, dissatisfaction, the door to all the problems. Every morning when you wake up, are you content? Do you have enough reason to be content? Because you ask, are you content? Not. Answer is no. Why? Why are you not content? Now you could say, oh, I don't have airplane. David, you have airplane, you are content?
Well, I'd say I'm content, it may be partly due to things I own.
Are you satisfied because you have airplane, you are satisfied?
Yeah,
I mean, having an airplane, will it give you satisfaction?
Yes, it does. Otherwise, I would have to get rid of it.
But that's, you know, content, that's good. I mean, my question is, sorry, maybe I should ask my question different ways. Having an airplane, will it guarantee satisfaction?
No. No. Huh? No, it won't.
Okay, that's the question. That's how I should ask. So that David is qualified to talk because he already had airplane. He is qualified to talk. So see, every morning you wake up, you say, I'm not happy. Why don't you are not happy? Because something that you feel like you don't have. I think it's very important. As a human, we all can do. You don't have to become monk. We all can do. We can just mental, just thought exercise. If the mind makes you unhappy, we need to develop wisdom. don't ever hope that you are going to be satisfied by eating chocolate chip warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Right from the beginning, please be aware that you are not going to be satisfied by eating warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Does that mean you should not eat? No. You can eat. Of course, you have karma to enjoy. Why not enjoy? But right from the beginning, please be fully aware that you are not going to be satisfied eating warm chocolate cookie from the Whole Foods. Or Whole Foods, that's the best store has repetitions. No. Everything else. Don't hope that you are going to be satisfied by wearing some clothes. No. Satisfaction, contentment has to come from the mind. Meditation from mind or thought exercise. All of this, receiving some satisfaction here, there, these are all subject to change any second. Subject to change any second. What that means, don't 100% rely on that. Oh, need to be fully aware. If all of this giving satisfactions, all of this, you know, you are enjoying, are subject to change. When? Every single moment, any second. Not like after 2 months, no. Any second could change, any second. Need to be aware. Any second could be changed, need to be aware. No. Things that we get satisfactions, temporary break from suffering, temporary break, there's a temporary break from here, there. All these are subject to change. When? Any moment. Therefore, it's not reliable. It's not reliable. You need to be fully aware. These are the downsides. Not that something you are doing wrong. These are the downsides we have to be aware. This is the downside. We have to be fully aware. That's called wisdom. So that wisdom liberates. Everything the Buddha taught for sake of wisdom. Wisdom liberates, not sake of belief, sake of wisdom. Buddha, everything Buddha taught to be smart. To be smart, mindful. To be smart about your happiness for your life. What is reliable? Now the question is, what is reliable? What is reliable? Well, all the pleasure and joy that I'm getting from shape, color, like smell, like taste, touching something, and you are saying these are all subject to change, and you are saying that you have no clue when they're going to change any moment. So now, what is reliable? Yeah, liberations. Liberation is reliable. Heart was reliable. Moksha. Something worth to aim for, because it's reliable. Something worth to aim for, because it's reliable. Never going to change. Once you achieve, it's not going to change. Once you achieve this, that is not subject to change. That's subject to not to change. Parvedeva, happiness and moksha. That's what we should aim. Anything else? Nothing, or should not enjoy, just run away, or go here, go there, leave everything behind, just run away. No. That's not how you can run away like that. That's just your idea. Or leave everything behind, maybe go to Alaska, camp there with a polar bear. No, that's just your idea. Or leave everything behind, go to Nepal, Himalayan mountain. Lock yourself up 6 months in the cabinet. Cut all the connection with other people. That's just your idea. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to go anywhere. You can just sit in your home comfortably. But you're walking, you can walk for mentally. Just every day being aware, not being aware. Oh, subject to change. For us, oh no, no. This is all, everything, these are subject to remain here forever. That's our idea. So these are subject to remain here forever, like that. Wrong, that's the wrong idea. You are going against the reality. You are going against the realities. Subject to change. Happiness of the happiness of, you know, buying a new sofa seat, new couch, new brand new leather couch. That happiness is subject to change. When? When the cat scratch. When the cat scratch. Observe that your happiness gives you pain. So can you imagine that? That's not what you buy for. But now that very object there, you, the object of your satisfaction gives you dissatisfaction or pain. Now there's something to worry about. Now there's something to worry about. So because it's brand new, then now there's something to protect. So then you try to cut the nails of the cat nails so the cat is not that happy. That's like one after another. But that's okay. Just being aware. If you're aware right from the beginning, that's okay. You're already aware. Don't make sure it doesn't become a shock. So that's a part of the give and take. You take something, you sacrifice something, you take something. Yeah, because you are attached. You are attached. That's why it hurts, because you're attached. As I said, you know, like the two, your car is brand new, somebody else's car is brand new. You both park outside the Kadamba Center. All of a sudden, the crow comes, poop on other person's car. You don't mind. It's not yours. If the crow poops on your car, it hurts. Because it's mine. It's mine. Attachment. Anything could happen. So that car is not the subject of the, not free of like the crow not to poop. Not like the crow can poop any car. So that idea, you know, like. Anyway, so that like life, that thought, because like when you wake up, so are you content? Are you content? Are you like, do you feel grateful? Do you feel grateful? That's all first question. Do you feel grateful? Or do you have any reason to be, do you have any reason? That's, it depends what kind of question you ask. You could ask questions, do you have any reason to be unhappy? Of course, so that is not that difficult to find. There's no tons of questions that we can find. Oh, because this, because that, I'm not happy. What good it does? Nothing. We need to learn how to cheer up, how to cheer ourselves, how to cheer ourselves when you're awake. How to cheer yourself. To be excited. To do something. Do something that feels, that makes you feel good. To excite you to do something that makes you feel, end of the day, that makes you feel good. And feel grateful that you are able to do, because you can see. You cannot see, you cannot read, because you can see, therefore you can read. When you read, you are learning something. Wow, that's good. know, just good things. Bring a lot of positive thoughts. That's what are my points. Bring a lot of positive thoughts. Bring a lot of wisdoms. Bring a lot of positive thoughts. Bring a lot of wisdoms. So to change this life into make this life as a vessel that you can cross. Treat this life as a vessel, fully capable to cross. So every day, you know, so like whether you are doing this, just saying prayer, as a monk and nun, you say a lot of prayers. So then, through prayer, you can do that. Not so you can just, you don't have to say prayer. You can just think. Or you can just think of, so, you know, as a mother, you can say, oh, I have these wonderful children. So I love them so much, you know, so I take care of them. So I'm, yeah, you are helping them, you're raising them up. It's all merit. It's all merit. So, you know, no need to sit down. How much energy you spent, So at the same time, the children think, oh, how wonderful we are. We have such a wonderful mother, sweet mother, feeding us, you know, like loving us all the time. This is all good. The kids don't need to sit down, meditate. They can just think something good about their mother. You know, so then, you know. Anyway, the point is to have many positive thoughts as possible that make your life happier. You know? So that's the point, you know. This is all about happiness. Of course, why you meditate? Happiness. Yeah, we all want happiness. There's nothing wrong. So we all need to learn how the happiness can be produced by just thinking. No need to go here, there, run here, there. Doesn't it, isn't it? You know? These are all subject to change. While you are enjoying, appreciate, feel grateful, feel fortunate. And there are some people some part of the world, when you look, then you feel like that you have zero things to complain. You have nothing to complain. You just complain. You just like to complain. That's all. You are not qualified to complain. When you look at other people's life, they will complain, or they are far more qualified to complain about their life, but they don't. Maybe they accept. When you go to the Nepal or India, some part of the remote countries of Nepal, or those people, they can complain every single moment. They look like they have reason to complain. Tons of reason. They don't. All walks of life, different age groups. Owner act like owner. The servant act like servant. Owner and servant, they both get along. They don't feel like, they have to eat first, we have to eat later, or there's no human rights, blah, blah, blah. No. That's just life they live in. You know? Yeah, so that's, I think, benefit of traveling, that you realize, really, you have zero reason to complain. You have no reason to complain at all. So anyway, every day, more positive thought. You know, there's some kind of simple materials I've mentioned before. Lying down, breathing meditations, you know, being aware of awareness of your thought. So then from there, so the subtle mind setting up, then analyzing whatever, like fear or anxiety or sickness, pain, or like initially the meditation is designed to figure it out or discover the true ultimate nature of self. That's what it's for, but you can use for other reasons. So then, you know, then when you're eating something, you are thinking something positive. When you're drinking something, you are thinking something positive. So before you go to bed, you are thinking something positive. When you wake up, you are thinking something positive. During throughout the day, you are thinking something positive, doing something positive. Yeah, end of the day, you do have reason to feel good. You have reason to feel good. So you do feel good. The feeling good doesn't come from nothing. So it's not just about speaking and saying something, you know, all your work. So whatever you do, you know, like raising children, helping them, make sure they feel safe, they feel happy. This other being, you are taking care of other beings. It's not you, you're taking care of other beings. That, you know, like, that's why you never able to pay kindness that you receive from your parents, especially from mother, you never can pay back. So much they sacrifice for your happiness. And then you know, yeah, anything, any good things that you do, and all of you, each of you, you do good things, you know, from here, like Alice Walker taking care of the children, the cat, the dog, helping Gishigele, Gishisambos, Champelings, you know, people are doing all this practice, someone are doing all this practice, all the unlearned doing all this practice, saying mantra, David Ellis totally dedicated for their life for Kadamba Center. All these good things, all the people to walk through Kadamba Center, all the time they spend, all the energy you spend, all ideas, so now it's benefiting a lot of people. These are everything, you know, like Shady put a lot of work, everybody. Because all of you, now how many people benefited from the center, that's part of you, and our collective karma. It's not just me, our collective karma. Something that you have tons of reason to think good. You feel good, whoa. Yeah. Just go back to 20 years. How much we have done, how much we as a team, how much we've done. Are you living at the center? No, I'm not living at the center. Are you living at the center? No, nobody. Is she living at the center? No. How much work she did? Many, many years. Who's now? All of us, you know, here, all of each and every person spends so much energy there, so then people are benefiting from there. What my point is that we have many reasons to think something positive. Something positive. When people come to the center, when they go around once around the Kadamba stupas, they have no idea how much magic they create. We are all part of this. It's not just me, all of us. So, you know, something to feel good about, something to feel good about, okay? So that's what I'm trying to say. As a monk and nun, so you recite prayer, you do your practice, and also then you are kind of excited every morning when you wake up, then you know what kind of practice you are going to do, how much you are going to do, what kind of book you are going to read. You kind of get excited. You know? And you dedicate that message for all the people that you are connected in this life. You dedicate it for them. So you do the same thing. You're going to get, some kind of positive thought, Okay, so then top of that, some meditations. When you have more and more and more positive thought, you will have less and less negative thought. That's how you go for happiness. Healthy mind, healthy body. That's how you go for healthy mind, healthy body. Okay? So, sorry, so much been said. So, so every day, so, this all spiritual practice is to cheer up your mind. How you say rise and shine? You shine because of your idea. You have this wonderful idea of enlightenment for liberation for all sentient beings. You just shine every morning. Shine. Every morning, the true reason to be happy, reason to be happy, to be joyful. No? The couple of things I mentioned is important. Everything we enjoy here, please enjoy as much as possible. Same time, be fully aware. All these things are subject to change any moment. Why subject to change? It is impermanent. That's why. It's not somebody decided he's going to change when. No, it's just nature change. This thing, also another thing, this thing does not give you satisfactions. 100% satisfactions. Don't count that. That's a mistake. Enjoy. Satisfaction is part of the result of mental exercise. Contentment, satisfaction is the result of mental exercise. It's not the result of a chocolate chip, warm chocolate chip cookie from the Whole Food. No, no. Thinking that's wrong. Enjoy, enjoy, but fully aware, subject to change. When? Never know, any moment. When you change, don't become depressed. Make sure you don't get depressed. Right from the beginning, you're aware. You're aware. So nowadays you say, oh, what is reliable? Moksha. Moksha. Liberations. It's worth to aim. It's reliable. It's not subject to change. Once you liberate, it's not going to change. Every single merit is worth to invest for that goal. Every single merit is worth to invest or dedicate for that goal for your own sake of other sentient beings. Why? Because these are not subject to change when you achieve. Any experience that you receive by doing some practice, these are not, it won't change that easily unless something dramatic happens. It could improve, it could increase. Experience to increase. Happiness of doing like lamrim review meditations. Never decrease. You know, so you always feel good. Do you always feel good by eating pizza? No. Do you feel good sometimes eating pizza? Yes. Do you feel good every time when you eat pizza? No. Sometimes I get sick. No. Doing lambing review meditations, do you feel sometimes good, sometimes bad? No. You always feel good. These are not subject to change. Experience. Of course, the moksha is not subject to change. Worth to invest every single merit for dedicate for the moksha for your sake of other sentient beings. It's not subject to change. Okay. Oh yeah. So then you become easygoing person. You become easygoing person. No? So then you know something goes wrong. You say, well. Not the end of the world, I know things will happen. Nothing will last forever, things will change, everything subject to change. Feeling of loneliness, all subject to change. Getting together with somebody else, will they guarantee happiness? No. Being alone, that guarantee happiness? No, either. The mind, thinking. So then, then you know, mentally very flexible, it's not like uptight with something or have to have this, oh, that caused so much pain. If you become so tight with something, mentally become, that caused so much holding on something negative. Okay. Who's doing that? You are the one who's doing it. Nobody else. Nobody else to blame. Then you should change. You should change. You could change. You have ability to change. You could change. Even though it's kind of painful, you could change for the sake of betterment of yourself. Change. So then, you know, life becomes flexible. Like, So bottom line here, all my friends, now time is over, probably. Where's Robbie? Where's the SPC? SPC.
We have about 8 minutes, Geshe-la.
Okay, so anyway, my point here, all my friends here, you know, from 1,000 miles in Patagonia, what I'm requesting you is all my, as my friends. So when we wake up, so, you know, something to think positive. I've been said this last 20 years. I've been said this last 20 years many times, said many times. We could do that reciting prayers, meditations. Whole point is for happiness, everlasting happiness. It's for enlightenment, for moksha, day-to-day life happiness. Oh, so then dharma knowledge must provide day-to-day life happiness. Without day-to-day life happiness, there will be no ultimate happiness. There will be no enlightenment. There will be no moksha. So dharma practice must produce day-to-day life contentment, happiness in different degrees. Of course, based on you, different degrees, okay? So feeling excitement about your life, feeling excitement every morning, feeling kind of excited that what you can do, the possibilities, what you can do, what you can learn, what you can meditate on, only even on 5 minutes. Even just wondering about the ultimate truth, true truth. It's like pieces your samsara, like shit, throwing the glass on floor. Like that, you know. So it's something you can learn. Okay, so that's my point. Okay, my whole point here. To including myself, we all try. We all must try. So okay. So then life become easier. Life become flexible, easier. Could go this way, could go that way, doesn't matter, it go this way. Everything subject to change. When it change, you are already aware it's going to change. That can't rely. Why? Subject to change. There's a couple of points misunderstand. You have to understand. You have to have wisdom to understand in order to make this life easier. Otherwise, no, if you just rely on your reason, lot of your reason may not lead you to the moksha. It leads you to deeper into samsara, not happily, probably painfully. You need to think twice. Okay? Oh, yeah. So with that, sorry, so much been said. So last 13 days, not able to communicate. So next Sunday, yeah, there will be one more Sunday, subject to change. Don't forget that. Next Sunday class, subject to change. Don't count on. Subject to change. So, yeah, so that's all. Yeah, Dumas, anything, any questions? Okay. Yeah, thank you for coming to Patagonia for thousands of miles without airplane ticket and visa. You don't need visa to come here, but without airplane you are already came to Patagonia here many times. yeah, so then may Kamala, maybe dedications. No?
beings will say the dedication prayers from Master Shantideva.
Mm.
All beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. One who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapan Bliss and Boy, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine. Masterfully accomplished, magnificent prayers honoring his rituals, savor myself and others, your disciples, please, please live. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So everybody have a wonderful weekend.
And, thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you
for the wonderful teaching. Bye, Yeshua.
Thank you, Yeshua.
You well.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh my God.